This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Farm Futures Business Summit, coming up a week from today and a week from tomorrow. I'll have today's stories right after this. Listen, learn, profit. That's the theme for this year's Farm Futures Business Summit, January 24th and 25th. At Iowa City, Iowa, where farmers, you'll have the chance to learn from the industry's best experienced farm management and marketing authorities. Yeah, there'll be farm business specialists, there'll be agriculture economists, there'll be farmer panels, too, successful and innovative farmers who will share with you ideas you can apply in your farming operation. It's at Iowa City, Iowa, a week from today and a week from tomorrow. They tell me the enrollment is excellent. The attendance will be good, but there's room for you at the Farm Futures Summit on the website. You can check it out and register, farmfuturesummit.com. Oh, they are selling them now. Now that winter has arrived, the report from the stores out there, you have in fact started buying new snow blowers and snowmobiles. It was kind of slow, I was told, in the month of December, but it isn't anymore now that snow has started coming. From This Week in Agribusiness, this guy helped develop agritourism long before the current generation of farmers involved in agrotainment came along. Southwest Michigan fruit producer Herb Teichman has died. Herb and his family operated the tremendous fruit farm at Eau Claire, Michigan, Berrien County, Michigan, tapping the growing population centers of Michigan and Illinois and northern Indiana. Groups put together by banks and churches and civic organizations would ride buses for an hour, 2 or 3 hours, to come picking at Herb's place. By afternoon, those buses, with the cargo holds full of apples, peaches, pears, and cherries, would head back home. Some 40 years ago, the Teichmans started the practice of renting apple trees for a season. A sign would be placed by your tree. You and your family could come during the summer and picnic there by your tree, and then at harvest time you could come and pick the fruit from your tree. And it was Herb Teichman who started the Cherry Pit Spit contest on his farm back in the early 70s. It has since become the International Cherry Pit Spitting Contest. The champion of the contest for 18 years has been Rick Krause. Rick Pellet Gun Krause, they call him. Last summer, he won with a distance of 43 feet, 8¾ inches. But it's Pellet Gun's son, Brian Young Gun Krause, who holds the world record for the contest, set 16 years ago, a Guinness World Record of more than 93 feet. 93 feet, mind you. That's more than 30 yards that Young Gun Krause was able to spit the pit. Our old friend Herb Teichman was 88. He's survived by his wife of 64 years, Liz, along with a son, two daughters, and grandchildren who will continue Herb's legacy. By the way, he was a volunteer weather observer for the Weather Service for 44 years after Herb's father had done that for 44 years. Yeah, Herb was quite a promoter. He was very much a horticulturist and an expert on the history of the various apple varieties. And I can still hear Herb's response when he'd come into the office. I'd say, "Well, how are you, Herb?" And he would always respond, "Tremendous, Max." That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.